Tom Corkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be mainly sunny. We will have a high near 60 degrees. Kenosha right now, it is at 43, a little chilly. 39, even chillier in Burlington. Milwaukee 46, also 46 degrees in Racine. Kenosha police with a major crime investigation underway from early this morning along the lakefront near 45th Street and Kennedy Drive. A body reportedly discovered. Police and fire initially dispatched about 12:45 a.m. to the report of some trees burning. A first arriving officer indicated part of the hillside appeared to be on fire, including the brush line. Then came fire department requests for a med unit. From there, a slew of detectives were requested along with evidence technicians. An immediate methodical search conducted of that area in question. Kenosha police offering no information about what the investigation entails, including the report of a body found. A representative from the district attorney's office also arriving to confer with detectives as to what was referred to as a crime scene. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says he's hoping the search of that town of Burlington home leveled by a weekend explosion and fire can be completed by the end of this week. The sheriff says it's believed there were three people in that home when it exploded. Autopsies have been performed on the remains of two people found earlier in the week. The search for the third possible victim continues, but he calls the work painstaking.
This was a two-story farmhouse loaded with all the things that a home normally would have, furniture and whatnot. So all that stuff is now debris that we now have to move piece by piece. So we're doing literally a hand search of every article that is on that scene.
Reports of smoke coming out of the home on Kenterhagen Road about midday Saturday brought emergency crews to that location. Deputies said the home exploded just before they arrived. Family members indicate they believe that a man, a woman, and her teenage son were there at the time. Once again, the proposed rezoning of several parcels of land at the southeast corner of Washington Avenue and Ohio Street on the west side of Racine, sought by CVS to locate a store, has been denied by the Common Council, this time on a 9-6 vote on reconsideration of the issue. The Plan Commission made no recommendation, leading Alderman Dennis Weiser to again motion for denial.
CVS is going to gather business by taking business from other drug stores, other pharmacies in the neighborhood. There isn't going to be new business coming to Racine. It's just going to be going from one building to the next. The vote is not simply to approve CVS. We're approving a change in zoning. At some point down the road, and I don't fault CVS for this, but at some point down the road, they're going to look at moving to a different site, one that is more profitable for them. What are we going to do with an empty drugstore on that corner?
Alderman Henry Perez saying he understands the impact on those living there, but in his words, progress takes change.
I want to remind you that the committee, who had two attorneys who deal with real estate, gave no recommendation because they recognized that this was a tenuous situation. It was tenuous because the proposal originally for them, this time again, was negative. And they're like, we can't really do that. You know, we have to associate the growth with the zoning change, and that's considerate there.
Alderman Sandy Widener said CVS aside, the zoning there now just not beneficial to development.
What we need to keep in mind is this is not about CVS, the vote that we take tonight. Tonight it's about correcting a zoning issue on that, in that location, something that if we don't do tonight, we're going to have to do at some point anyway, because if we don't, those buildings are going to sit and decay and empty until we do something about it.
The council's vote against rezoning those seven parcels coming after an hour of public hearing comments to begin the meeting. The Racine County Economic Development Corporation and the City of Burlington announcing that Applied Material Solutions is planning to create 147 jobs in Burlington with additional planned investment in southeast Wisconsin. WRJN's Janet Hoff has details.
Formed in early 2015 through the acquisition of Trans Chemo Incorporated of Bristol and Performance Processing Incorporated of Mundelein, Illinois, AMS plans to manufacture and blend anti-foam and defoaming products in Burlington. The products are used in a variety of industries, including pulp and paper, paint and coatings, food processing, mining, metalworking, and wastewater treatment industries. The company considered several locations in northern Illinois and southeast Wisconsin before purchasing 1956 South Pine Street in Burlington. The company is currently undertaking an almost $3.7 million renovation at the 124,000-square-foot facility. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Kenosha County judge approves a temporary restraining order stopping the placement of a man convicted of sex-related offenses in Racine County at a Town of Wheatland home. Kenosha County officials had vowed to stop the placement after it was learned the residence chosen was next door to a family with a toddler. Judge David Bastianelli granted the temporary restraining order despite the objection of state officials, who noted Racine County's Judge Alan Torhorst had approved the placement plan. A hearing challenging Judge Torhorst's order is scheduled this morning. A Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a man last fall cleared of any wrongdoing. Deputy James Campbell has been on administrative duty since he shot 47-year-old Darren Foodie in the chest. Campbell and other deputies had gone to the Foodie home in Paddock Lake to question Foodie about a motorcycle accident. Foodie appeared at the door with a loaded shotgun, which he pointed in the direction of Deputy Campbell. The deputy fired multiple shots, six hitting Foodie in the chest. District Attorney Bob Zaff ruling yesterday the shooting was justified.
Under the facts and circumstances surrounding the shooting, it was reasonable for Deputy Campbell to use deadly force in self-defense. The shooting was justified. There is no evidence to support any criminal intent or criminal wrongdoing by Deputy Campbell. Deputy Campbell was doing the job he was trained to do, and that is to protect himself and others from death or great bodily harm.
At the time of that shooting, Foodie's blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit, with marijuana as well in his system. Foodie's wife and two of his children were there at the time, but they had gone into the kitchen, possibly in anticipation of trouble. And the Racine County District Attorney's Office charging Racine resident Oscar Bueno Sr. with two counts of felony burglary, allegedly for stealing almost $2,000 last year from the desk in an office at ZMAC Transportation on College Avenue, where he was part of a cleaning crew. The 51-year-old Bueno going to be back in court on June 2nd. With those attending bundled up against a stiff breeze under a cloudy sky, the 17 law enforcement officers lost in the line of duty in Racine County honored during a ceremony at Hanschel Park. City Administrator Tom Friedel, speaking on behalf of the mayor, noted that Racine not had to add to that list in many, many years.
There are many communities across this country, across the nation, who are adding people to that list, and it's a real tragedy. Behind them are families, friends, communities that are grieving. We have to always remember the sacrifice that our police officers make every day, the challenge that they face and their families face as they go out wondering if they'll be back that day.
Later this morning, the Burlington Police Department will be observing Peace Officer Memorial Day, their ceremony at Veterans Terrace. It'll begin at 11 o'clock. The Kenosha County Board saying goodbye to the current group of youth and governance members, welcoming in the high school students who will serve on the county's committees for the next year. Each year, youth and governance members who have served for more than 1 year asked to speak about their experience. Rihanna Ritzy said that when she first started attending committee meetings, she asked herself, what did I get myself into?
I leave the Youth and Governance Program with a far better understanding of not only how the government of Kenosha works, but armed for my college career at Carthage, where I will be studying political science, so that someday I too can bring my abilities and knowledge to a city that has done so much for me.
The new 14 youth and governance members representing Cross, Kenosha, and Racine counties from Burlington Catholic Central, Wastosha Central, to Harborside, Lakeview, Indian Trail Academies, and Tremper and Bradford High Schools. The process for selecting the president of the Racine Common Council every April and whether the mayor ought to be able to cast a tie-breaking vote has happened recently, two separate issues the Committee of the Whole touched on last night. Alderman Sandy Widener noting tradition is for the most senior alderman getting the position, though not this time, and the mayor's almost secret involvement in breaking the tie vote for Dennis Weiser this time around to remain the president of the body, she thought that was not right.
The mayor and the city administrator have no business going around to the alderman telling them whose turn it is to be council president. That is to be determined by this council, by this body. And I hope that the majority of this council can understand how important it is for us to retain that one appointment that we actually have. It's not who was elected council president, it was the process.
City Attorney Scott Letney explaining the mayor is part of the council by state law, and to keep him from deciding tie votes would require a charter ordinance, while just a city ordinance change would be needed for picking the council president.
This council could change the procedure by which the common council president is chosen. Next most senior member, next most junior member, alphabetically. I don't know what the right answer is. It could change it. But if it wants to say the mayor can't vote in the case of a tie, this would be a change under state law that requires a different manner of getting to it.
With plenty of time until having to pick the next council president, the two separate but related issues were deferred to another time and another committee of the whole discussion. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's where you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.